Hishamru lachem, penyiftel vavchem. Now, be exceedingly careful. Maybe lest your heart turn away. Rav Noach Weinberg, Zichron Livracha, used to say that when we're in shul and we learn the Teichacha, we're so careful to learn it quietly, we learn it fast. We don't want to hear this. We don't want the chas v'shalom, the klalos, the curses should come true. He said, if we do it for the Teichacha, we should really, really do this for the Shema as well. I don't think he meant halachically, but he certainly meant conceptually. If we really understood what we were saying every single day, morning and evening, when we read the Shema, we'd shudder at the thought. The prospect of realizing the impact of our actions, the Kayach HaBechira, the power of free will. You're going to stray, you'll bow down to strange gods. Serve them. Hashem is going to get angry. There's not going to be rain. So stop up the heavens. You're going to get kicked out of the land. That's frightening. It's beyond frightening. Rav Noach was one of the people had the schus of, I cannot say knowing, but meeting, learning from. He was so real with Hashem. He was real with the presence of Hashem in his life. He was real with the power of Hashem as the Bayre Manhig, as the creator and sustainer of the world. And he understood that Hashem's Hashkacha is a function of our Bechira, of our choice, our choices. Whether it's our individual choices, whether it's our national choices, the trajectory of the Jewish world. That it's not all sweetness and light. That Hashem is serious and means business. That Torah is real, Hashem is real, the consequences of our actions are real. So real. So real, yet so far. Because we block it out. Maybe it's too much for us. But clearly the Torah wants us to internalize this every single day. These are the messages that we say daily. These are the messages that we nail to our doorposts. These are the messages that we tie to our arms and to our heads, to our hearts, to our consciousness. The human being was created with this tremendous power of free will, with this kayach habechira. That means we can earn the greatest good. It also means we have the capacity to lose the plot. We have the capacity to get misdirected. We have the capacity to mess up big time. And therefore, Hishamru lachem. Be very careful. Be on guard. Be on guard to make sure that doesn't happen. Because Hashem lays out the consequences in front of us. Tells us what can happen, what will happen, what did happen. Yet we ignore the lessons of history, we ignore the lessons of Shema. We do so at our peril.